Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza.
You know, I finally figured out who's been winning all these Pasquale pizzas. Chris Areola.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol, Don Picos, and the Rib Shack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Hi, this is Mike. When you're in Brisbane, come by Carol's Meats and have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history. Ladies and gentlemen.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I stand as the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. And, of course, we are broadcasting live as I speak on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well as the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to all the troops out there. And, of course, Justin.tv/Ring Talk Worldwide, where you can watch us on video, listen to us as well, and, of course, watch some of the videos of my outstanding producer, Ricardo Rivera, setting up for us. Lots of things to talk about today. First and foremost, I want to get the bad news out of the way. Richard Duran, 27-3, 13 KOs, former super bantamweight title challenger two times out of Sacramento, California, passed away on Wednesday at the age of 44. He was my roommate at the Olympic Auditorium when we fought for the state title back in 1984. He was 17 years old. His funeral will be Monday. There'll be some news about that up on my website, ringtalk.com. Next up, we will talk with Razan Zahir. Of course, he is one of the fine boxing writers out of the Ringside Boxing Show, another boxing show that's heard on the internet and radio as well. But we'll talk with Rizwan. We'll also talk with Slammin' Sammy Perez. We hope to hook up with Genaro Hernandez, of course, the Alien X champion, who didn't have the greatest news for me this week when I talked to him either. So we're going to try to spin some positives out of today's show, but a lot of negatives. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and I... Wait a second.
I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Aha, the mighty Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break, folks. Of course, I am featured at towerofpower.com. I have my own section there. It's called Pedro's Song of the Month at towerofpower.com. You can check it out. This month's song was dedicated to the ailing broadcaster Nick Charles, who is in bad shape as I speak from stage 4 bladder cancer. Of course, he of CNN fame and Showtime fame. And Bump City Bill, a Philadelphia Tower of Power fan that passed away a while back from the Big C as well. We are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have confirmed guests this week. Of course, Genaro Hernandez will be here in just about a half hour from now. Of course, the ailing ex-two-time champion. I'm talking about El Chiquinito will be here. And we'll also talk MMA with Slam and Sammy Perez. But first up, we talk with Rizwan Zahir. He is one of the fine boxing writers in the world today. And, of course, he is with the Ringside Boxing Show as well. Rizwan, long time no speak. How are you, sir?
Yeah, man. Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Talk to me. Mosley and Pacquiao, that's 1 week from today, and it'll be featured across the bay at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, the same place that will be airing the UFC 129 fight starting at 6 o'clock between Georges St-Pierre and Jake Shields. That's this Saturday. And, of course, next Saturday, the 7th, it'll be all about Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley. Is this a fight, or is just this an attraction?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, we know Mosley, he's going to come strong. You know, I know he's 39. He's definitely past his best, but, you know, he's never been a guy to just kind of shy away from an entertaining fight. So when Mosley's in a fight, you can bet it'll be entertaining. But at the same time, you got to remember he is 39, and he's not a Bernard Hopkins who's a young 39. He's definitely past his best. And to be honest, it's really hard to see him winning this one. I think the plan A is for him to land a hard shot. But besides that, I don't think there is a plan B.
Okay, what about the plan B and the steroids? Now, he used steroids to beat Oscar De La Hoya in the second fight. He admitted that. I mean, first of all, he denied it. And then I read the grand jury transcripts and published it back about 6 or 7 years ago. He and his attorney denied it for about 5 or 6 years. Finally, they had to admit it, that they did take the clear and the cream. The guy is a confirmed cheat. Can we trust him?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, the problem is, back then, it seems like everyone in every sport was doing it. You know, there's better testing now, although testing definitely has got to get even better just beyond what it is right now. But, I mean, Roy Jones, he's been confirmed for taking steroids before in his career, too. So,
yep.
I mean, I don't think there's a problem with trusting him. I think there's, you know, because it was many, many years ago. I mean, it was 7 years ago, and he's had losses since. And in a weird way, a guy losing actually instills some trust in people because they say, oh, okay, he lost. Maybe he wasn't taking anything. And I think that's what shocked people about Margarito when he busted up Cotto the way he did. And then the next fight, he was found, he had, you know, plaster of Paris in his hand, which was against Sugar Shane Mosley.
Okay. Now, we're still talking steroids here. Manny Pacquiao, guy moves from 107 to 147 pounds. How much do you weigh, Rizwan?
I lost a little weight, somewhere around 170 now.
All right, 170. If you were to gain 40 pounds, would any of it be fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part.
All right, so how does a guy go from 107 to 147 pounds without an inch of fat and incredible amounts of mass, muscle mass.
Well, I mean, the one thing you've got to remember is that when he was 107 pounds, that was when he probably first turned pro, which was around when he was 15 or 16. So mm-hmm. he wasn't a fully grown man yet. It takes a while. I think on average, it seems like, from what I heard, when someone turns 21, that's when they start to become full grown. I mean, there's proper ways to go up in weight. I mean, Roy Jones went up in weight with Mackie Shillstone when he fought John Ruiz. Hopkins went up in weight. And, you know, so there's an effective way to go up in weight. There's a bad way to go up in weight. Pacquiao's walk-around weight is probably low 140, so he has to bulk up a bit, and he has to have nothing but protein shakes and have protein. There is a proper way to do it, just assuming he's on steroids just because, you know, he's going up in weight. It doesn't really make all that much sense.
Okay.
There is a proper way to do it, and it's not like he went up to 170. And, yeah, like 20, 30 pounds is a lot. But if you look back to Mayweather's career where he was fighting at 15 and 16 when he was in the amateurs, the weight differential is probably about the same.
Okay, and I feel you on that one. But the bottom line is here, we have Manny Pacquiao getting stronger in the 8th and 9th round against fighters that are much bigger than him. And it's a physical impossibility. Roberto Duran thinks that he's using the juice. Roberto Duran is of the opinion that he's on EPO. Victor Conti is of the opinion that he's very suspicious of the entire thing. And when I mention EPO, folks, people say to me, what is that? EPO is a sort of like a blood doping system where they install red blood cells into your system to where you can have 45 to 50% more red blood cells in your system than you would normally. Therefore, you could train 45% harder, recover 45% faster, and, of course, fight 45% harder. So don't you think there's a possibility with this guy getting stronger against bigger guys in the middle and the late rounds that there's a little suspect around that?
Well, for me, personally, I never believe anyone anymore when they say they're not taking anything, just because, I mean, we've all been proven wrong with that kind of stuff over and over and over again. Even in, you know, baseball, Palmeiro was considered one of the nicest guys in the league who would have never taken anything, and then it was found, yep, he was confirmed for taking steroids too. So it's really hard for me to believe everyone, and I think that's just it's even more evidence that we need better testing in boxing, because there's certain commissions that don't test their fighters at all or just test them in the main event, and that's a problem. They need a uniform, unified set of testing rules that every fighter must oblige by, and only then will we see who's taking certain things, who's not taking certain things, who are clean fighters, and that's the only way it's going to happen. You need some unified rule that applies for all boxing commissions, not just certain ones, because fighters can, you know, popular fighters, excuse me, can fight, you know, wherever they want. If they want to fight in California where a certain pill or a certain substance is allowed and in other areas it's not allowed, then they can fight wherever they want, and they can choose where they want to fight, and that way they can kind of get away with it. And I think that's why you need maybe not one commission, but everyone to oblige by a certain set of rules. And that's the only way we can get rid of this, I think.
Is that why we need a federal boxing commission?
Yeah, well, it'll always be helpful, but not just federal. I mean, even think worldwide. There's a lot of fighters in Europe and stuff like that, and I don't know the exact rules they go by when it comes to testing, but I know for the majority of North America, there's certain areas that do testing, there's certain areas that do not even test their fighters at all. And when you're not testing a fighter at all, you know, for all you know, the guy could be taking a whole bunch of things, and you're putting him and against a guy who's going to get, you know, who's maybe 0-3 or something like that, maybe a journeyman, and he was just there to kind of lay it on the line anyways, and now he's fighting a guy who's taking PEDs, and he's going to get butchered even more. So I think, you know, it's having something like that could just cause a very, very serious accident, especially when there's no testing.
Okay, you're talking about states that don't test. Texas is one of them. Manny Pacquiao has decided to fight in Texas last couple of times. Coincidence, maybe. But Ace and Emmy Award-winning broadcaster Nick Charles was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he's dying of bladder cancer as I speak, and if he's listening tonight or today, Nick, you know I love you, and you're one of the greatest people. There's three people in this entire world of boxing, Rizwan. I don't know you well enough to say this, but there are three people in the world of boxing I can actually say that nobody can say a bad thing about. One is Nick Charles, the second is Jay Edson, and the third is historian Hank Kaplan. And Edson and Kaplan have passed on. Nick Charles is still with us. But the bottom line is that it's a pretty sad sport when there's only three guys you can actually talk about that you can say nothing negative about. But Nick Charles, an award-winning broadcaster, an Emmy award-winning broadcaster, the man that brought sports to CNN back in the 1980s, he thinks that if Pacquiao has nothing to hide, Why not take the test? And these Filipino fans jump on me on the blogs here, and I mean, they call me the N-word, the wetback word, you name it. These guys are out of their effing minds. I can't believe the ridiculous coming out of the Philippines, okay, and the Filipino fans supporting Manny Pacquiao, okay? But, you know, when you look at the end of the day, had Manny Pacquiao been willing to take the random drug testing last March, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao would have fought on March 13, 2010. Bottom line, right?
Well, the problem was there was a lot of miscommunication there. I mean, from one camp, they said they'd be willing to take it up to 2 weeks prior to the fight. The other camp said no, they wanted to take it up until like the day before the fight.
Rizwan, not to interrupt you or nothing like that, but to put a 2 week window on the use of steroids and EPO is sort of ridiculous. Because
I agree. Let me finish my thought
there.
Okay. All right. I was saying that, you know, even then though, I've talked to actually a lot of people, and from what I heard, Manny has a fear of needles, and I've never heard that before, but I have talked to a lot of people and they have the same thing, and it's pretty serious to the point that they can't even think of a needle.
Okay,
and
so like, time out right there. I have a picture of him on my website getting tattoos, and he's got blood coming out of his arms. Wait, he's got blood coming out of his arms with all these tattoo needles being stuck in him. This guy's full of spit. If you're naive enough, I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult you, but if you're naive enough to believe that he's scared of needles, and yet he's willing to take all these steroids, and he's got blood pumping out of his arm and all these different holes that they're sticking in him to put ink in him, I think that's beyond the pale.
You know what, you got a good point there, but at the same time, when they were trying to make the Mayweather fight for later in the year, they said apparently that they were willing to take it. But then, you know, the whole Mayweather situation, I've heard different things, man. Like, the problem is nothing is able to be confirmed. I've also heard that Pacquiao wanted Mosley to take a test because of his prior history, and then Mosley's side countered that they wanted Pacquiao to take a test, and then now no one's taking a test. So I've heard different things, and yeah, you know what? It'd be a lot easier for everyone if Pacquiao did take a test. I mean, there's no other way to kind of shut people up and shut up the criticism than just taking a test. But, I mean, I guess the only person he'd, I guess, take a test for is Mayweather. And, you know, this kind of stuff just shows the problems of boxing. And having a unified commission, having a unified set of rules will kind of just negate all this stuff. And we don't need promoters and fighters to decide this stuff when every commission has this in their rules.
Rizwan's here is our guest, folks. He's of the Ringside Boxing Show, which airs at 3 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays, correct?
I guess it would be... From your side, it'd be 4 p.m.
4 p.m., okay, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can check them out at ringsideboxingshow.com. One more question before I let you go. The Manny Pacquiao-Shane Mosley fight that's going to take place next Friday night, would it be worth throwing down $55 to watch that fight?
You know, it's a tough question, to be honest, because I've seen the undercard. The undercard's good and not great, at least with Morales Maidana a couple weeks ago. excuse me. You had a very good undercard. You had Guerrero and Katsidis. You know, you had Kirkland had an upset. You know, there's a lot of good fights on the undercard there. And you, even though you knew Morales would probably end up losing, and even though he gave a great account of himself, you knew it'd be an entertaining fight. Personally, for me, no, I wouldn't throw down $55 for this.
Okay, is Kirkland a bit of a fraud because he didn't get hit by any big punches, and the guy has only had eight knockouts in his prior 32 fights, and he didn't get hit with punches. I thought he got hit with Bruce Seldon type of punches from Mike Tyson, which weren't really flush or anything like that. Does it sort of give you the impression that he was just a big fraud?
No, it gives me the impression that he wasn't always committed, and that's why, you know, that's why he had a stint in jail. He had two stints in jail that, you know, that affected his career. And, you know, I don't know what his eating habits and stuff like that were like, but he wasn't down at 154 for this fight, and he looked a little pudgy to me. And on top of that, I mean, he took bombs from Joel Julio when they fought. They traded, like, huge shots, and he took those.
Yep.
I think just a matter of just wasted talent. You know, he spent a lot of his prime, you know, in jail while he should have been fighting. And a guy, you know, who's a veteran was able to connect clean enough. I mean, let's remember, though, Sergio Martinez, once upon a time, was not considered a puncher at all. I mean, he had 50% of his wins were knockouts, which is not all that much considering. And then, you know, he made his debut on HBO, knocks out Alex Bonema, and has a KO of the year last year against Paul Williams. So, I mean, if you hit a guy hard enough, he will go down.
You know, I can see why this Ringside Boxing Show is well, because you're part of it, and you are one articulate young man. You can write as well. I thank you so much for your presence, man, and You blessed us on time and time again, and I hope you can come back again real soon.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Okay, Rizwanza here, folks, of the ringsideboxingshow.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Want to mention Ricky Sports Theater once again. We'll be there tonight. It's on Hesperian Boulevard, two blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. They'll be showing UFC 129. They've got the hot chicks in the house. They got the closed-circuit TV. They got the high-def screens. They got the whole nine yards, and they got the great menu. And Ricky says he's putting me back on the menu. There used to be the Pedro Fernandez quesadilla. I didn't like that too much, but I think they're trying to come up with some roast beef sandwich for Pedro Fernandez. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and yes, I am the man. The undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, often imitated but never duplicated, Pedro Fernandez.
Cause about the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold boss. Use your wisdom, cap.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
I hate cutting this song short, because this is Tower Power at its greatest, I thought. When they do doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, that, I love it, man. I love it. This is a song that Emilio Castillo, the band leader, wrote back in 2003. It's off the Oakland Zone album. It's called Happy About That, and I'm happy to be here, folks. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, and I am often imitated but never duplicated, and people have tried for years. I've had chicks come on, tried to do shows. I've had guys come on. I've had trios come on, and you know what? They're all playing second fiddle to my yours truly, Pedro Fernandez, and I'm not bragging. Remember, it's not boasting when you're telling the truth. Speaking of the truth, if you need professional license and insured movers, folks, right? If you're moving around the Bay Area, if you're moving to L.A., if you're moving to San Diego, well, Route66Moving.com has been serving the Bay Area now for many, many years. They are fully insured, licensed, and, of course, they are accredited by the Better Business Bureau. They're a reliable moving company. They offer free estimates, professional movers, and fully equipped moving trucks. They will protect your belongings like my pinball machines. And, folks, I have 55-year-old pinball machines. I was freaking out about shipping these things, okay? And they've done it not once but twice in the last year and a half now. They use moving blankets, plastic wrap, bubble wrap. They tape. They have the wardrobe boxes for free. All this stuff, of course. Low rates for local moves from California and, of course, from the Bay Area to L.A. and San Diego as well. There's no hidden charges. Nick is the man at Route66Moving.com. He is the man. But you can give him a call on their toll-free at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. Or you can get a free online quote at Route66Moving.com. That's Route66Moving.com. And my main man, Nick, tell him Pedro told you to call, but he is the guy, folks. When it comes to moving and storage, Nick is the guy. Route66Moving.com. Speaking of the guy, my next guest has not been confused with Georges St. Pierre. Although he is Georges St. Pierre, is one of his biggest fans. He is an MMA student. He is an MMA writer. He is an MMA expert. He is our guru at ringtalk.com when it comes to MMA. I'm talking about Slammin' Sammy Perez, who goes by another name as a DJ. What do they call you as a DJ, Sam?
It's Sam All Jam, Pedro.
Sam All Jam. You know, I would have stuck with that name, too, but it just didn't work with boxing and MMA, so I figured Slammin' Sammy Perez. In fact, if you type in Slammin' Sammy Perez at google.com, you come up with you and your MMA work, so I don't know about the Sam All Jam stuff, but I will give you this. Slammin' Sammy Perez has got it going on at ringtalk.com.
I've been called worse, Pedro, so I appreciate the slamming.
You've been I didn't like that one too much. But you haven't been called worse by me.
No, never.
Okay, let's talk about tonight's fight. I'll be over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. First bout is at 5 o'clock p.m. Those are the prelims. The TV end of it starts at 6 o'clock p.m. It's $20 to get in. We've got the high-def screens there. We've got the great menu. Of course, I like the Willie Brown steak sandwich myself and the Crown Royale special. You get a double shot of Crown and a Coke for $8. Can you beat that?
Nah, that sounds pretty good, Pedro. Believe me, if I was in the San Francisco area, I'd be right there with you.
Okay, so tell me, Georges St. Pierre, unbeatable?
Oh, no, not unbeatable. Definitely not unbeatable. But I think that after about maybe five rounds, he will come out the victor tonight. Jake Shields has a lot of experience. He's a former champion in five organizations outside the UFC. And if the fight goes to the ground, as good as George St. Pierre is, Jake Shields is on another level. However, this is only Jake Shields' second fight in the UFC, and with all that experience he has outside the UFC, fighting in front of 55,000 fans in Toronto, Canada, George St. Pierre's home country, the largest MMA crowd ever, I think inevitably the pressure will get to him, and that's not counting the pressure GSP is going to put on him.
Okay, Randy Couture, in his last fight, going to take on Lyoto Machida. A lot of people think he's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree at the age of 47. Will he?
I don't know if he's going to get lit up, but I think he is going to lose. I think that two factors are going to tell in this fight. One is Machida's advantage in his age, and the other is Machida's advantage in overall skill. As you know, Pedro, I don't need to tell you, nobody has ever defeated Father Time, and as great and legendary as Randy Couture is, there just comes a time in everybody's life, and he even realizes it. You just can't continue to do it at that level.
Okay, the kid that continues to impress me in the world of MMA is the UFC featherweight champion, former with the World Extreme Cage Fighting. I'm talking about Jose Aldo. I think he lit up Uriah Faber not once but twice, correct?
One time. But the beating was so severe, it could have been worth two times.
All right. Well, what do you think about tonight? Well, I mean, has he got a formidable challenger in front of him?
He does have a formidable challenger. Mark Kamenik has a ton of experience. We're talking about a guy who's been in MMA for 10 years. His first pro fight was even before the age of 20. However, the only way I see Jose Aldo having the difficulty winning this fight is he's coming off a neck injury for the first time. The kid's only 24 years old. Ring rust, I don't know if there is such a thing. If there is, that's the only thing that could possibly hold him back. Unless that's a factor, I don't see Mark Kamenik getting out of the first, maybe second round at the most.
Okay. Is this fight worth the money tonight?
It is worth the money. Four of the five fights on the main card are definitely worth the money. And on top of that, besides the two fights on Spike beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern that you mentioned, people can get the other five preliminary fights before that on Facebook from 6 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, five fights on Facebook before the Spike card.
So is that
much watch the whole card if you just spend the money.
Okay. So $20 going over to see the card at Ricky's at 5 o'clock for $20 is a steal, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And for those that are truly hardcore, if they go over there a little earlier and take their laptops with them, they could actually watch the preliminary fights up until the Spike card starts over at Ricky's.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. My brother, I've got to let you go, but I love you, and I look forward to your post-fight wrap-up on this. And, of course, your pre-fight piece on this was just incredible. I mean, you are the man. When it comes to writing MMA, nobody touches you, Slammin' Sammy.
I appreciate that, Pedro, and I look forward to the fights. Enjoy them.
All right, thank you so much. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Again, the mighty Tower of Power bringing us a break, folks. Check my workout at towerofpower.com. It's called Pedro's Song of the Month. Until then, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we are live on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. We are setting up a new webpage at ringtalk.com. Dangerous Dan Button's doing this, and it'll have all the videos, all the podcasts, all that stuff. Everything will be going on at ringtalk.com, hopefully come Monday morning. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats and have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power, folks. Of course, the latest Tower of Power release, Tower of Power 40 Years, the DVD and live CD, is available at towerofpower.com as well as amazon.com. Emilio told me the sales are doing well. Talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and he's just kicking it. Of course, he's one of the best boxing fans in the world, and maybe we'll have him on next week, and he'll discuss the Manny Pacquiao situation. Speaking of the show, Ring Talk airs Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as, of course, justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. So you've got a Thursday edition at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Then you've got a Saturday edition at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, which you're listening to right now. But then you might be listening to the replay, and that airs again at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Network and, of course, the American Forces Network as well. So you've got three chances to listen to Ring Talk Worldwide each week. Take advantage of one of them because, like I say, often imitated but never duplicated. Speaking of a guy that's often imitated but never duplicated, he runs the number two ranked sports bar in all of America according to the great Sports Illustrated magazine. I'm talking about the man with the name that he is not associated with Desilu Productions, but his name is Ricky Ricardo. What's up, Big Rick?
Pedro, how you doing, man? Great to talk to you.
I'm doing just fine, man. We're going to have a packed house tonight for UFC 129, aren't we?
Yeah, we're looking for a big night tonight. It's a lot of fun. Everybody's all excited and stuff. It's a lot of good vibrations in the air.
So you can open up all the rooms, all the screens, all the high def, all that stuff. It'll all be going on?
I got it going on. You bet.
Okay, and next week, of course, we got Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley, and you expect to have a packed joint for that as well.
I do, yes. That's a big, huge draw. Pacquiao, of course, is a huge draw.
Is anybody drawing in boxing besides Pacquiao?
No.
Nobody?
Nobody.
That's a little sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is real sad. You know, we both come from the glory years of boxing and stuff, and it needs something to give it a boost or something like that.
Okay, now, since I've got you on the air and I can embarrass you in front of like three or four million people, what about the Pedro Fernandez quesadilla that you took off the menu? What are we going to replace that with?
Well, we're going to come up with another dish for you, Pedro. We haven't quite developed it yet, but we're going to come up with something that's really outstanding. It fits your billing.
Okay, so first bout tonight at Ricky's is 5 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, those are the prelims, right?
That's correct.
Okay, it's $20 to get in, and then,
15,
of course, the
15, Pedro, but 15 for your listeners. $15.
$15 for my listeners, okay. So then we've got the main event's coming on at 6 o'clock, and, of course, that'll run probably from 6 to about 9:30. You going to have any music or karaoke afterwards or what?
No. The fight usually takes care of itself. We just kind of watch it and then go from there.
Okay, and next Saturday the fights will start at 6 o'clock p.m. as well?
Exactly.
Okay. Ricky, you're the man. Rickys.com is the website, correct?
Correct.
Rickys.com, of course, on Hesperian Boulevard, two blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. Pedro will be there tonight, and in case you don't recognize me, I will be the best-dressed man in the entire house, according to Mrs. Ricky Ricardo, Tina. She says I'm the best-dressed guy in the entire house, and I will be. I promise to live up to those expectations tonight.
We'll look forward to seeing you, Pedro.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you.
Ricky of Ricky Sports Theater, of course, number two ranked sports bar in all of America. That will be the site tonight of UFC 129. $15 to get in, that's a pretty good deal. I thought it was 20 earlier, but if it's 15, you can spend another $5 on booze or food or whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is it'll be a good night tonight. The place will be packed. It'll be a closed circuit atmosphere. For those of you that haven't enjoyed have never experienced a closed-circuit television atmosphere. In the old days, we used to watch the fights in theaters and in auditoriums and stadiums and things like that. And there's nothing quite like a closed-circuit television fight broadcast. Tonight, you'll feel that as well as next Saturday night when Manny Pacquiao annihilates Shane Mosley, I think. Anyway, speaking of the man, he is on the line from his lair in Southern California. Of course, he's one of our favorite guys. He is Genaro Hernandez, the two-time world champion, El Chequenito. Genaro, how is it, my brother?
Hey, Peter, how you doing? How's everybody doing out there?
I think everybody's doing okay, but we're more concerned with your health, man. How's your health turning? What's going on?
Well, I'm currently talking to me from the hospital. I was admitted into the hospital yesterday due to the fact that I couldn't walk and Vicodin wasn't helping with the pain no more. So they put me into the hospital, and I'm here in a gown in one of these little remote control little beds here. So, you know, they're sitting with being drugged out.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I'm sorry to hear about that, man, because you know that deep down in my heart, there's not too many people. You know what? I'll say that. There are four people now in boxing that nobody can say anything negative about. Nick Charles, the broadcaster from CNN.
Right.
Jay Edson, the former boxing referee and top rank official. Boxing historian Hank Kaplan. And now you've joined that elite threesome. You're part of that foursome now. I'm talking about the great Genaro Hernandez, because nobody has ever said anything bad about you ever, man.
Well, I appreciate, you know, the fact that, you know, people don't think bad about me because, you know, in reality, I don't think I do anything bad to have a bad reputation, you know?
All right, so tell me, Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley next week, is it a fight or is it just an appearance by Manny Pacquiao?
It's going to be a very exciting fight. I spoke to Shane Mosley a couple of weeks back. He looked like he was ready to go. He looked solid. He looked happy. I mean, he's just very motivated for this fight, and a lot of people are going to be counting him on, and they better be careful.
Is it easy? Is it easier for a bigger guy, a naturally bigger guy, to get pumped up to fight a smaller guy?
It's not that easy. It's not that easier, but one thing's for sure, that Shane has a lot to win if he wins this fight, and we all know that a winning streak always has to come to an end eventually. So maybe this might be the night where Manny Street comes to an end.
Okay. Genaro, I want to wish you the very best to you and your lovely wife, man. I will talk to you real soon. I don't want to keep you on the phone too long, but, you know, you're the class act in all of boxing, probably one of the fine human beings.
Thank you.
Fine human beings in the entire world, and I love you, and if there's anything I can do, you call me up on the phone, and I will drive down to L.A. and do it.
I appreciate it much, Pedro. I love you guys. I love all you guys, everybody that's out there, you know, supporting me in this. Like I always say, thank you. And there's not no place that I can stand back today to show my appreciation.
Okay. All the best to you, General.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Pedro, and God bless everybody.
All right. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. Genaro Hernandez this week, as I said, a couple of weeks ago, we had great news. I mean, the doctors had reduced the cancer cells in his body to about 2, and now they've increased the number of between 13 and 15. As he said, he's in the hospital right now in Los Angeles being treated for pain in his back, where the Vicodins wouldn't take care of the pain, so he's being treated intravenously with painkillers and things like that. So he had enough class, enough time to spend some time with us today, and, you know, I don't cry too often on the air, and I'm trying to hold back the tears right now. And when Nick Charles was on the radio a couple weeks ago, I had to turn away from the camera because it just tore me apart, okay? And it's tearing me apart right now talking about Genaro Hernandez. Another man I want to talk about will be Richard Duran, the man that passed away this week at the age of 44 years old. Of course, he was a California and the United States amateur champion, the Western U.S. Olympic Trials champion in 1984, stuck around another 4 years, much like Mario Lesperance, and wasted 4 years of his life in the amateurs when he could have turned pro probably and done a lot better than he did. But he was 27-3. The only three fights he lost were to Kenny McKinney for the IBF 122-pound championship, to Tracy Harris Patterson for the WBC 122-pound championship. And his final bout, he lost against Eddie Croft, who was probably the most abused fighter in the history of the Bay Area. The guy had more talent than you can imagine, and his clown manager, Sal Colucci, and his buffoon trainer. And yes, Johnny, I think consider you a buffoon, whether you're listening or not. And you can come after me physically in public and all that kind of good stuff and play your big fat macho role, whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is you put your kid, Tom Johnson, in against Tom Johnson with an eye injury, and he couldn't spar 3 weeks before the fight. You took him out of the WBC ratings, where he was ranked number 3 and slated to fight 38-year-old Daniel Zaragoza. You did this for a Gil Clancy favor, because Gil Clancy had incredible influence over Sal Colucci, the former manager, okay? And you took the kid out of the WBC ratings, where he was ready to fight a 38-year-old champion, and Daniel Zaragoza, Eric Morales, ended up getting the title shot and winning the title, okay? But this was back in the day, and I still can't believe it that you're still in denial over this, okay? You ruined that man's career. I don't care what you say. You ruined his career. When you didn't stop him from training for that Tom Johnson fight after suffering that incredible eye injury, that injury to his nerve in his eye, when you didn't stop his training, and you let him go 3 more weeks, then you let him take a beating for 12 rounds from Tom Johnson, who was a naturally bigger man. And then after that, what did you do? You did him a favor. You put him in with Marco Antonio Barrera, Johnny Nava. Yeah, Marco was 33-0 with 32 knockouts. So, Johnny Nava, you can say what you want. You can sell all the insurance that you want, the farmer's insurance that you want, and you may be a successful farmer's insurance agent, but I think that people should know you are an idiot when it comes to a trainer. You are a buffoon when it comes to a manager, and you and Sal Colucci should be arrested for abuse, child abuse. If Eddie was under 18, you should have been arrested for child abuse for what you did to that young man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I will have the information regarding the Richard Duran funeral. It will be Monday morning at 9:30 in Sacramento, California. I will have the information for that when I come back after the break, and I also have that on the website, ringtalk.com. And speaking of ringtalk.com, our Facebook page is blowing up. We're getting like 5,000-6,000 hits per article, so you know, we're doing like almost 20,000 hits a day. Ricardo Rivera, my video tech sitting right across from here, he's ecstatic over those kind of numbers. But, you know, I don't know. I remember the days when we were getting like 10 and 12,000 hits. So somehow the things have dropped in some regards. But I'm looking forward to this Manny Pacquiao and this Floyd Mayweather fight, shooting the hits up through the roof once again at ringtalk.com and, of course, at Facebook/Ring Talk Worldwide. If you think I was a little bit harsh on Johnny Nava, I wasn't. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197. 5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Can't we find any other Tower of Power drops here, man? We use the same drop twice in the same show there. Got to give my producer a bad time. He's like freaking out on the other side of the window. What are you saying that for? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, folks. Of course, tonight, UFC 129 will be live on pay-per-view beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific time, but you can watch it over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, rickys.com, R-I-N-C-R-I-C-K-Y. S.com, Ricky's.com, and he's on East 14th. He's on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple of blocks off of East 14th Street. I want to mention a couple of muck-ups on my part, okay? The Ghost T-shirts that I was supposed to send out, there's two of them, and I lost the addresses of the guys who were supposed to receive them. So I'm hoping that you guys are listening, and you can send me an email. I can get on that, and I can send that to you, because I've got these two T-shirts sitting here in the house, and I somehow misplaced the address. It was right there, but I've been moving the last month from now, month and a half, so give me that excuse. Give me that pass. I will get you your T-shirts, and I promise you they are yours, and you will get them. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Thursday night edition, 6 p.m. Pacific time, produced by the main man, Scott Cuddy, of course, my main man. And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, on the American Forces Network as well and justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. Of course, we go online and we go on the radio. And, of course, you can check out our affiliate list at ringtalk.com, my website. Then again, we go Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 o'clock Pacific time, again, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network and the justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide broadcast. And then, wait, I'm not done. We replay the 11 o'clock show at 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. So you get three shots of Ring Talk a week. And I know that's probably three shots too many for Johnny Nava, but guess what, Johnny? You deserve to get punched in the noggin for what you've done for Eddie Croft. I don't care what you say. Anyway, I feel good about what I said today. I feel strong about what I said today. I've been honest. I've been forthright. And the aforementioned verbiage is all factual within my personal knowledge. Until next week. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com, and, of course, my Facebook page, facebook.com/ringtalk, and, of course, you can go to justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide and check out any of our prior videos. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Lenny Williams is going to take us away. Of course, Scott Cuddy is going to take care of that. Scott Cuddy, you're a great guy. Ricardo Rivera, my great video producer. Until next week. Love you both.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.